Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, March 22nd, 2010. For several daily encouragements in a row, we've commented on the beautiful weather we've had, but now on the first Daily Encouragement podcast anyway for spring 2010, we're having a rainy, rather dreary type day. But we want to focus on biblical truth today in our ministry we call Daily Encouragement Net. And today our message is simply titled, The Tree. Listen as Brookstein reads the scripture text from 1 Peter 2, verse 24.
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
I enjoy the visits I made to a large lumber processing mill in Lebanon County. It surely is among the most interesting places I have served as a corporate chaplain. A steady stream of raw material is converted to finished lumber products as immense piles of logs await their turn to go through the extensive finishing process. Surely this lumber mill must deal with hundreds of thousands of trees every year, and yet the resource is renewable. Most of the raw material is harvested from trees right here in South Central Pennsylvania, and a steady supply is available due to nature or foresters who regularly plant new trees.
The tree in our daily text is undoubtedly the most significant single tree that ever grew, that was ever cut down, and that was ever processed into a finished product. Normally in Scripture, this tree is known as the cross, describing its finished appearance, but the Apostle Peter speaks of the raw material the cross was made of.
Peter was surely aware of a statement made in the Law of Moses, written some 1,500 years earlier, in Deuteronomy 21, verse 22, where we read, "Anyone who is hung on a tree is under God's curse." The Apostle Paul is clearly referring to this statement when he wrote, "Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us, for it is written, 'Cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.'" That's Galatians 3, verse 13.
Well, today, most all of our readers are surrounded by trees. In our area, they're just beginning to bud, and in several weeks, they'll burst forth into a beautiful green, and ornamental varieties will show off huge clusters of flowers. May these living trees be a reminder of that one single tree that Christ died on once for all to pay for our salvation.
The cursed tree of death became the unexpected or blessed tree of life. Only God can turn curses into blessings. As a result, we mercifully receive forgiveness, healing, and eternal life. Today, let us rejoice in this great act of mercy as we, quote, die to sins and live for righteousness.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you for Jesus, who redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. The nails bore his body to the tree, and yet our sin condition bore his spirit to the cross of Calvary. He who knew no sin became sin for us. What an unsurpassed substitutionary death our Savior sacrificed for us, so that sin's curse could be removed and the blessings might follow. The blessings of forgiveness for sins, a home established in heaven, healing of body, mind, and spirit, eternal life, and the freedom from condemnation for those who are in Christ. What unspeakable joy fills our hearts today as we rejoice in God's goodness to us through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And thank you for joining us today. As I mentioned, we have a rainy day today, but we had a beautiful weekend, and Saturday was the first day of spring here and wherever you live, I guess. I'm not sure how it works in the southern hemisphere, though. But we do have several photos taken up of our weekend. A photo of a duck family, an interesting duck family. A photo of a Canada goose nesting, lying on her eggs. Interesting church photo. I'll just let you look for that photo if you're interested, and some other resources on our site today, and of course music. We have two songs concerning the cross today. One, It's Still the Cross, It's a reminder of what really matters. And another one called Still the Cross. Both of these are available as a YouTube-type video today, a link to a YouTube video. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. That's the two words ran together, dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, March 22nd, 2010. Thank you for joining us, and may the Lord help us all to give thanks for what happened on the cross or the tree of Calvary.